or piling on a long drive and then getting off the field. So those are three things. The other thing Longo said about key today is efficiency of offense. Doesn't have to be the big plays, but not getting behind the sticks against a team like this. Last thing from down here, interesting energy in this building. They've got all kinds of things going on. We've got a train whistle, we've got a cannon, we've got a knight on a horse, we've got a mascot with an axe chopping things down. It's a little hard to understand the identity here, but either way, Rutgers, the birthplace of football, I guess, so they're leaning into that in a big way.
And they're also a part of their intro video, a little Sopranos theme, one of the great
I like
shows
that.
Of all time.
Yeah,
of course you're going to do that.
Well, it's one of those shows that everybody loved. I still have I can go watch from scratch. I have not watched, so I'm excited about that. And with planes being delayed, that could be something that I could get to. Another thing.
Wait. Yeah. You have not seen The Sopranos?
I've seen episodes, but I have not been through the entire deal, and that's something. The other thing, Patrick mentioned, you know, the horse and all the other stuff, birthplace of football. Mike Keller pointed something out. You know I'm an astute observer. 13 xylophones down on there on the field before the game.
Xylophone heavy. Here's the toss of the coin as we transition.
Heads or tails? He called heads.
Heads is gold.
And it is a head.
Defer.
Wisconsin won a toss. They defer their choice to the second half.
All right, that's the voice of referee Mark Kluzinski. Also heard Hunter Waller telling Mark that the Badgers will defer. So, yeah, it's a solid xylophone count.
A lot of xylophones, a lot of stuff. But the thing is, I have never been to Piscataway. This is my first Piscataway-in trip. And there is a energy. I didn't know it was the birthplace of college football. But what I do know is I think for the first time in a while, I think Wisconsin, you're underdogs. There is this feeling today. This is a huge – I said this last week how we needed it. This is one of those games I think is going to tip our season one way or the other.
Yeah, kind of those mood swing kind of days. I think the fan base in the next 3-plus hours is going to feel very encouraged, or the hand-wringing ramps up again. We know how it works.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun, or what can make it fun, as the Badgers and the traveling white unis and the cardinal trim, Rutgers and the home scarlet and the white trim. It's a scarlet out, they're calling it here today for this home matchup for Rutgers as it takes on Wisconsin. And Gavin Lahm will be set to kick off. Christian Dremel will be the deep man for Rutgers. Lahm, as we have talked this season, has been very good at getting kickoffs into the end zone. He's yanked a couple of out-of-bounds kicks, but for the most part, he has had the opponent starting at its 25-yard line. And he will have the wind at his back here today. And again, it is breezy, gorgeous, very comfortable day, but there is a little kick to that wind, and the Badgers are with the wind here in the first quarter, and they're having problems keeping the football on the tee. So Will Pauling, or beg your pardon, Xavier Lucas, will go over there and serve as the holder. So we'll start this game eventually. Wisconsin and Rutgers, sixth all-time meeting between these two programs. Badgers got a win against Rutgers last year at Camp Randall Stadium. Big interception return to the house from Ricardo Hallman, the highlight on that day, is Lahm with the kick, high and deep, and it will sail over the head of Dremel, hit 9 yards into the end zone for a touchback, and we are underway as Rutgers moving right to left, south to north in quarter number one. And the Knights will be starting at their 25-yard line.
And that's such a great weapon Lahm has been able to do, is where you feel consistent, this is where you're going to be starting. And now this defense, I think it is going to be a challenge today for our front. I really like the way Jake Chaney played last week. I thought our inside linebackers were a lot more aggressive, downhill playing. And the guys up front have to keep this offensive line off of that second level, getting some plays in the backfield. You don't want to let this Rutgers run game start off in a rhythm early.
Ian Strong, the 6'3 sophomore, was listed as questionable, but he's out there to begin the game. Single back offense. Ethan Kaliakmanis fakes the toss. He's going to run it across the 30-yard line, and Kaliakmanis taken down by Nizir Forkurine at the 34-yard line. He can run it a little, not maybe the most fleet of foot, as that left leg wrapped, but you have to honor it. Luke Fickell talked about that this week.
Yeah, a little fake dive, and he faked the pitch, and then he was just kind of went straight up the field, put Darryl Pearson in a really tough spot. He went with the running back, Kalyan Akmanis went up, picked up a big game.
And Taj Whites, the starting left guard, has taken a knee and is getting some medical attention here after the first play from scrimmage. White is replacing Brian Felter. This is White's second start at left guard. Felter is out for the year, big part of that Rutgers offensive line. So the depth is going to really be tested right out of the gates here for Rutgers.
Yeah, and listening to Shiano talk, it was Dante Chin is their next guy up, and they felt pretty good that they were going to maybe do a little rotating, but obviously you lose your starter, that depth starts going. Wisconsin looks at that too, and that all of a sudden becomes an attack point over on that left side of Rutgers' offensive line.
We mentioned Kali Igmanis, the former Gopher. His coordinator, Kirk Shiraka, came over from Minnesota. Kali Igmanis threw for 319 yards against Wisconsin 2 years ago. Badgers did get the better of him last year up in Minneapolis. Second down and one. Knights their own 34-yard line. Hand off Kyle Manungai. He'll get the first down as Kurt Neal will wrap him up at the 38-yard line. A gain of four and a first down for Rutgers.
Yeah, veteran running backs, they know their strengths. The linemen kind of know what's going on there. That's just a zone play to the left, a cutback, and you see the physicality already. Put his pads on. That was looked like a 1 or 2 yard. Was able to stumble forward for a couple more.
First and 10 for Rutgers at the Scarlet Knights 38-yard line. Lanier Miller slot to the right. Manungai to the right of Kali Igmanis, and it's Manungai again, and he is straight ahead across the 40-yard line up to about the 41 on a gain of three, second down and seven coming up for Rutgers.
Yeah, really good push up front by Rutgers' left side of their offensive line. Kurt Neal did a pretty good job of kind of getting off on that right side to come back and limit that gain.
Terrence Salami, by the way, listed as a backup center, is the left guard for Rutgers right now. Two receivers right, one on the left. Second and seven, Rutgers. Zone 41-yard line. A give again to Manungai, and he is met by Darrell Peterson, who holds his ground and stops Manungai right at the point of attack, which is the 41-yard line of Rutgers. It's third down and seven. They'll make it six as they'll place it closer to the 42 in Scarlet Knights territory.
That was a really good job by Darrell Peterson. He went upfield and was able to retrace his steps. Didn't let Pierce, their left tackle, wash him by. Came back, did a really good job of retracing.
Samuel Brown in at running back now. Third down and six, Rutgers at its own 42-yard line. Just underway here in Piscataway. Two receivers right. Chris Long comes out to the left. Kali Igmanis gets the shotgun snap. Badgers send four. Kali Igmanis looking. Flush to his right. On the run. Throws right side. It is almost intercepted. It was dropped, in fact, by Ricardo Hallman, who stepped in front of the tight end, Kenny Fletcher. Oh, Rico can't believe that slipped through his hands, but it is incomplete, and Rutgers is forced to punt.
Yeah, really good job there of buying time in the pocket. And very fortunate he underthrew that football, and unfortunate for us that Ricardo wasn't able to come down with it. But good job of getting back there, but got to make sure we keep him in that pocket.
Jacob Anderson will punt. Hunter Wohler is deep just inside the 20-yard line of Wisconsin. And Tyrell Henry not available today as there's a little roll to the right, and the kick is away. Wohler signals for the fair catch, and their bodies is a collision as the ball will be down near the 10-yard line. All kinds of bodies banging into each other here. The penalty markers were flying. Kick-catch interference would appear to be the call coming up against Rutgers after that 47-yard punt.
Yeah, a lot of traffic there. A lot of the Gunners coming and Wisconsin blocking it up. Hunter Wohler smart to kind of get away from it and hopefully pick up 15 yards because there was definitely a lot of interference not allowing Hunter to go catch that football.
Good conference here with this officiating crew.
I think they're talking about it. They threw the flag. Obviously, felt like it was.
There's no foul on the play for kick catch interference. First down, Wisconsin. Timeout.
So that's what they were talking about. We will go ahead and take our first break. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and in the future. 12:18 left of the first quarter. Wisconsin nothing, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with help from Menards. Update any room with flooring from Tarkett. From easy-to-install sheet vinyl and waterproof vinyl plank to durable laminate flooring, Tarkett has a perfect flooring option for you. Nautical Escape laminate flooring is beautiful with its realistic hardwood design. It's waterproof, making it an ideal choice for active households. Visit Menards.com to shop our great selection of Tarkett flooring, plus other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Game-changing performance on your farm begins with ag equipment that's made for more. Discover the entire lineup of Claas tractors, combines, forage harvesters, and more. Visit claas.com. Badgers will be starting at their 11-yard line for their first possession. Couple of receivers down. Will Pauling is up. Let's talk about that receiver rotation shuffle as we check in with Patrick.
The wide receiver depth was challenged last week against Purdue with Pauling, Bryson Green, Tyrell Henry all going down with injury during the game. Like you mentioned, Pauling is back, and he will start here on the offense alongside Vinny Anthony and C.J. Williams. But what that did in that game was it allowed Wisconsin to get confidence in some of these other guys. They have always thought they've got depth in the wide receiver room, and so they had 10 different players catch a pass, four different guys catch passes of 20-plus in that one, and you saw guys like C.J. Tretch kind of expand their role and gain confidence, something that is very helpful for this team because they want to be diverse and not just feature one wide receiver.
All right, Badgers starting at their 11-yard line, 12-18 left first quarter. Will Pauling comes out slot to the right, C.J. Williams wide right, Vinny Anthony to the left. Tawee Walker to the right to Braden Locke. The Badgers run their first play from scrimmage on offense. Snap to lock, takes the hand off to Walker. Braden with time, winds it up, throws it deep, and a diving attempt is incomplete. A little too long for Will Pauling at midfield. Shaquan Loyal on the coverage. So the Badgers take an early shot, and it's second and 10 at their 11-yard line.
Yeah, really good pass protection up front. You did a little play action trying to stretch out that defense a little bit to get that run game going, and it looked really good opportunity there. Just a hair too deep there from Locke.
Chris Brooks, redshirt sophomore out of St. Louis, is wide to the right for Wisconsin with Pauling in the slot. Second and 10 for the Badgers, their own 11-yard line. Hand off Tawee Walker up the middle, pushing through the defenders up front across the 15 and near the 19-yard line. A strong run of 8 yards, and they're starting defensive end, and a good one. Aaron Lewis is down and shaken up. Senior out of Williamstown, New Jersey. Honorable mention, all conference a year ago. Big part of what they do. And now he needs some attention.
Yeah, very big part of what they do. He is, if you watch film of what they're doing, he moves around, and he had a big sack last week. He's a playmaker for them. And if this is some that physical play early on, you hope he's okay, but that's obviously a big part of what Rutgers does.
And we'll go ahead and take another break here, it looks like. Yes, we will. Drive on, Wisconsin. Check out another winning lineup at BadgerlandChevy.com or visit your local Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud sponsor of Badger football. 3:02 gone by. Wisconsin and Rutgers no score. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's bird bashing season when you swoop into Potawatomi. Thursdays, you could win up to a wicked 50 grand cash in the Bird Bash game show. Just play with your rewards card all October for entries. All Bird Bash entries go towards a December 20th giveaway with a monstrous 300 grand in prizes. Bird Bash makes its bewitching return. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Learn more at phasebig.com/birdbash.
Must be 21 years old to play.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit AmFam.com/Badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more. The Badgers will have a 3rd-and-2 at their 19-yard line. We're 3:02 into the game. Aaron Lewis gingerly walking to the Rutgers sideline. The defensive end shaking up. Oh, Tauschenberg, he just got rolled up a little bit on that last play. Hard to tell.
Yeah, it really looked like it was. He was kind of bringing his right arm. That was a... You know, 2nd-and-10, very physical. You pulled Jack Nelson and a physical run, and they kind of buried him into the ground. And it looks like he's really favoring that left arm.
Chris Brooks, slot right. Will Pauling wide. Tawee Walker to the left of Locke on 3rd-and-2. Here's the handoff. Tawee Walker trying to bounce it outside to his right, and he will get the first down across the 25 to the 26-yard line. Moses Walker, the linebacker on the tackle. Boy, there was nothing at the point of attack, and he bounced it. Good work from Tawee Walker.
Yeah, and nice finish. But, yeah, that's the one thing you don't want to see on short yardage is your running back bounce it. But what you do when he does is to bury whoever was in. That was a burial there by Walker.
Terrific run from Tawee. Badgers a 1st-and-10 at their own 26-yard line. Locke will give it to Walker again over the right side of the line. And he will fight his way up across the 30-yard line near the 31. Up to make the play, Malcolm Ray, senior defensive tackle. They'll place it at the 30, a gain of 4, 2nd-and-6.
Yeah, just a zone play to the right, and then right guard Hubert, a great job of just riding his guy. But then that backside, Brunner really finished his man. That gave a little room there for Walker to pick up 4.
3 receivers left, and now one of those, Riley Nowakowski, will motion, lining up wing on the right side of the 30-yard line. Locke makes the handoff, throws over the middle, caught by Pauling, 45-yard line. And down at the 46, Loyal is there defensively. Well, I said fake, it's a read. He kept it, and then over the middle was Will Pauling as the Badgers get back on the ball at their own 47-yard line, 1st-and-10. Locke looking to throw, winds it up, throws it deep down the left side. It is caught inside the 20-yard line by Vinny Anthony. And the Badgers are into the Case IH red zone. They'll mark at the 19-yard line. Locke to Anthony on another big pass play.
A great tempo there to get up to the line of scrimmage after that nice run. And then you see the one-on-one coverage. Vinny Anthony, big play guy, throw it up there, let him go make a play, and he did.
34 yards on the pass and catch. 2 receivers left, 2 receivers right. First down handoff, Walker off the left side of the line, and he gets driven down by Moses Walker at the 17 on a gain of 2. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers.
Yeah, you just love when you use tempo and it works. And that play prior really don't allow their defense to sub. Don't allow to do it. Line up. You see the one-on-one coverage. Take a shot. Always wanting more explosives.
Darian Dupree in the backfield now. 2nd-and-8 in Wisconsin at the Rutgers 17-yard line. Locke calls for the ball. Gets the snap. Looks the throw. One pump. Pop fly. Right side. End zone. Pauling got it. He secured it. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Locke to Will Pauling. They waited to see if he would survive the ground. He did, and the Badgers are on the board early here in Piscataway.
No, great route by Pauling, and then a great job of selling it by Locke, doing the pump fake. He basically ran a curl and go, and the defenseman bit, but Darian Dupree did a fantastic job picking up the outside blitz. That allowed the time to let that route develop. Great play, great design, and great execution.
Well, that's notable. You're talking about a true freshman running back picking up that blitz as Nathaniel Vakos on to attempt the extra point. As the Badgers strike early here in quarter number one. Fort as the kick is in the air, and it's good. Fort scoring drive, 8 plays, 89 yards, took 3 minutes and 8 seconds. Braden Locke, a 17-yard toss to Will Pauling. Brew Pub La Tomata Pizza is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics, made right here in Wisconsin and loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub pizzas are everything we love here in the Badger State. Scoop one today from your local grocery store or enjoy one next time you're at the game at Camp Randall Stadium. 9:10 left in the first quarter, Wisconsin 7, Rutgers nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters, and every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment. Games and fun times, your odds are better here. Braden Locke doing some early work, 3 out of 4 through the air, 67 yards. Let's check in with Patrick.
Braden Locke was fired up coming up to the bench, as you can imagine. And one of the first things he did was go over to his offensive line and give them credit. He high-fived every one of them and said, guys, if you keep me clean like that, we're going to eat this team alive. This is now 2 games in a row, the last two, USC and Purdue, that this offensive line has not allowed a sack. Keeping Braden Locke clean and giving him that time to throw. We've seen how dangerous he can be when he has time to make the right decisions. A great start for this offensive line.
Connects with Will Pauling, a 17-yard touchdown to give the Badgers a 7-0 lead. Here's the kick from Lom and a fair catch called by Christian Dremel as he'll gather it at the 1-yard line. 9:10 left in the first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin.
Certainly glad the offensive line can't hear Patrick's report, because I just got a little, when you said, oh, I haven't given up a sack. But what I loved about that drive, I think the key play, and there was a big play obviously to Vinny Anthony and then the touchdown, but you throw a shot early, you don't get it. 2nd and 10, you pick up 8. You physically are pounding it, and then that tempo, that's what you want to keep seeing. That helps your offensive lineman in that protection.
Kyle Manungai, the running back, 2 receivers right, 1 on the left. Cade McDonald and Elijah Hills, a down lineman. Back to throw, Callie McManus. Quick shot caught by Kenny Fletcher, the tight end, across the 30-yard line on the near side. Punched out of bounds by Preston Zachman at the 32 on a gain of 7. 2nd down for Rutgers.
Yeah, good job by their offensive line of, you know, selling that run, and given that's about as easy of a pitch and catch as you can get.
Amir Miller is slot to the right. Ben Black wide to the right. One guy to the right of Ethan Kaliakmanis. 2nd down and 3. Rutgers at its own 32-yard line. The give goes to Manungai, and he gets met by Christian Allegro right at the line of scrimmage. work from the sophomore linebacker. It's third and three for the Scarlet Knights at their own 32.
Loved what I saw from Darryl Peterson there. It almost, you could see his recognition of what was coming. He cheated down and was almost stemming, but really put a lot of pressure on Rutgers' offensive line as he slanted down, and that gave that room for Allegra to come make a play.
Taj White, who was banged up in that first series for Rutgers, back in there at left guard. Miller slot left, loops into the backfield, and a throw to him, breaking back outside across the 30-yard line, and a stop short of the first down. Oh, nice play by Nizer Forkurine, as Rutgers is about a yard short, maybe a bit more, as the punt team comes on for the Scarlet Knights.
Yeah, great job by Forkurine to kind of hold his ground and then watch. Love the energy so far from Darryl Peterson. I've called his name a bunch. Flying to finish that and force Rutgers into a punting situation.
Jacob Anderson on the punt. He'll roll to the right, and the kick is away. Hunter Walder signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it inside the 20-yard line in Wisconsin territory. A 39-yard punt. So the Badgers off to a nice start halfway through the first quarter. We'll take a break. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 7:35 left in the opening quarter. Wisconsin 7, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. 7:35 left in the first quarter. 7-0 Wisconsin. Badgers back at it at their 18-yard line.
And you saw early on, Walker has 4 carries, 22 yards already. Rutgers, they have to sell out here to try and stop the run. You're seeing some of that one-on-one opportunities, and Wisconsin was able to take advantage of it on that first drive.
Pauling and Williams out wide to the right. Vinny Anthony to the left. First down handoff. Tawee Walker up the middle across the 20-yard line, and he gets chopped to the turf at about the 25. But I tell you what, Desmond Igbinosin out of the secondary got Walker low, and Tawee was still able to get a couple of more yards out of it.
Yeah, pulled Renfro the center. Great little kick out. Walker went right off inside of him.
Second down and 4 for the Badgers. Lock. We'll give it to Walker again. A burst across the 25, cutting right up to the 30-yard line, and a first down for Wisconsin. Moses Walker, the linebacker, on the tackle. So Tawee, they're feeding him early.
Lathering.
First and 10.
Getting a little lather. Same exact play. I love that. You don't stop it. Run it again. You know what? Let's see it again.
6:55 left first quarter. 7-0 Wisconsin. First and 10 for the Badgers. Their own 30-yard line. There's Block back to throw. Winds it up. He's going to heave it deep again for Vinny Anthony, and that's intercepted. At the 20-yard line, Shaquan Loyal went up and got it. A bit underthrown from Locke, and the Badgers turn it over here in the first quarter.
Yeah, he predetermined what he was going to do there. Another play action. They pulled Brunner. He got out there, did a really good job of protecting. And I think Braden just said, I'm going to throw it deep. Vinny Anthony's been making a ton of plays. You didn't go through your progressions. That's a ball that can't be thrown. Bad decision. And now Rutgers regained some of that momentum.
I mentioned last week he had two interceptions. One was bad luck. The other was a throw he obviously would have wanted to have back.
That was bad luck,
yeah.
Am I right?
Bad luck, yep. Yeah, that's well said.
Thanks.
Well played.
Yeah, that's all part of the deal. You have to go through, and you saw that progression. That was just the case where he determined before he looked at the coverage.
From the 22-yard line of Rutgers, first and 10, Samuel Brown in at running back. Two receivers right, one on the left. Ethan Kaliak-Manis gets the snap, reads it, pulls it. He's chased by Leon Lowry, and then Kaliak-Manis will have to throw it into the turf. Incomplete in the vicinity of Dymer Miller. Incomplete pass, second down and 10 for the Scarlet Knights at their 22-yard line.
Love Lowry there. He took on the block. That was not going to allow him, and actually kind of bubbled the blocker back into the quarterback, and the quarterback's shoe pops off, which, again, with taping and tie, I don't know how these guys' shoes fall off as much as they do, but 11 years, shoe never fell off in my career.
One of life's mysteries. This long wide left, two receivers to the right. Brown remains the running back, and Kaliak-Manis will give it to him off the right side across the 25-yard line, and Aaron Witt back in the fray for Wisconsin. The outside linebacker makes the stop at the 27-yard line on a gain of 5, third down and 5 for Rutgers.
What a competitor. I love his approach. And I know he's banged up and, you know, he does a really good job of reading and then closing that gap and getting down there. Witt is he just plays his tail off.
He really does. Was banged up in that second half against USC a couple of weeks ago. Two receivers tight right. This long is wide left. Samuel Brown remains the running back. Third and 5 Rutgers at the Scarlet Knights 27-yard line. Kaliak-Manis to throw. Badgers sending 4. Pockets tied to throw. It's caught by Long. Tried to turn it up. Got covered up by Ricardo Hallman across the 30 at the 31-yard line. A yard short of the stick. And a decision here for Greg Schiano. With 5:40 left in the first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin as the punt team comes on again for the Scarlet Knights.
Another great job by Wisconsin of, you know, keeping everything in front and then rallying to the football, forcing a third and short here. You always got to be on alert here with Rutgers special teams.
Hunter Walder is deep. Jacob Anderson on the punt for the third time in this opening quarter. Some shifting pre-snap here from Rutgers. Snap back to Anderson, and he'll steer it to the near sideline, and that goes right into the hands of Kerry Kadenko.
Nice catch.
Oh, the old lineman the Mark Kauscher-like soft hands there. Well done, young man.
He didn't even fair catch it, and the good news, he tried. It's tough, a right-footed punter trying to go left, and I'm not going to say shanked it, but very short punt. Wisconsin with great field position here to start this next drive. Matt, you talk about complimentary football. You make a bad decision. You make a bad throw. Go 3 and out. Get the football back. Let your guys regroup. Great job by the defense there and the special teams to put your offense back in that position.
That was a 22-yard punt. The Badgers are starting at their 47-yard line. 5:04 left in the first quarter. 7-0 Wisconsin.
That go down there. He's loving it. Oh, everybody's giving him a lot of love. I love that.
Here's Locke, hands it to Tawee Walker, trying to hit the right edge. Does. 50-45 to the 40-yard line. Lowers the pads, rams his way out of bounds. Shaquan Loyal helping force the issue, but really it was Walker forcing the issue as he takes it to the Rutgers 35-yard line.
Brunner with a real patient pull, and Walker didn't go and hit the hole right away and, again, was able to bounce it out. Nowakowski did just enough on the edge. And another really big explosive run.
18-yard run. Rutgers subbing. Center Judge holding. Braden Locke. Play clock is at 15. First and 10, Wisconsin at the Rutgers 35-yard line. Pistol formation now as Locke will hand it to Walker again over the right side. Inside the 30. Tawee is taken to the turf at the 29-yard line. A gain of 6. That was Wesley Bailey on the defensive line making the stop for Rutgers.
It's always a great sign when you're running a play and Rutgers is running a defensive lineman from the boundary into the play. you should pick up a big chunk play. There's only 10 guys on the field.
Eight carries, 58 yards in this first quarter for Walker. Double wide to the left on second down and four as a play fake. Lock throws right side, and a sliding catch is made by Tucker Ashcraft down near the 10, inside the 10, and down to the 9-yard line. First down, goal to go, Wisconsin.
Boy, you talk about a beautiful throw with really good coverage. And Tucker does a great job of kind of extending out. Beautiful, beautiful throw by Locke.
The Badgers get right back on the ball on first down and goal. It's actually marked at the 11. Here's the handoff to Walker, trying the right side, nothing doing, as he gets caught behind the line of scrimmage. Timmy Hines-Peter, a linebacker, there to make the play, and it's second and goal at the 13. This trip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/Badgers.
And Rutgers finally was able to set the edge. We have not seen that. A lot of bouncing so far, and Walker's been successful. Not that time.
They mark it at the 12, as it turns out. Darian Dupree in at running back. Locke looking to throw. Drops it off to Dupree inside the 10. Dupree inside the 5, and he gets ripped out of bounds by Moses Walker at the 4-yard line of the near side. That's part of the portfolio of Darian Dupree, his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. Matter of fact, after last week's game, he told Jesse Temple of The Athletic, "My hands are certified." That's pretty good for a true freshman.
I love that confidence. Now make sure you catch every ball. But that was a case where not a perfectly thrown ball, but he looked receiver-esque, certified, if you will, and was able to turn it upfield.
Yeah, let me reset this. The Badgers have a 3rd and 3 at the 4. I thought after that catch by Ashcraft, they marked it inside the 10. They did not. It's at the 11. So the line to gain is the 1, and now the Badgers, I believe, using a timeout is taken, and Luke Fickell pointing to the Rutgers sideline, and this looks like a...
Their first of the half. 30-second timeout.
Shiano looks annoyed. I think there's some substitution things. There is definitely, it looks like a little chess match going on. Wisconsin's winning that chess match so far. Fickell talking to the refs about it.
Yeah, it is a Wisconsin timeout. So it'll be a 3rd and 3 for the Badgers at the 4-yard line of Rutgers. And when the offense subs, the defense has the right to sub. And that's part of that gamesmanship that you see. Kind of take your time before you get that sub in defensively, and you put it back on the offense to get the play off before the play clock becomes an issue.
Yeah, we saw it earlier with a wholesale change, and Rutgers has been confused. Because when you run tempo, you have to be, like Wisconsin does, and they pick their spots, you have to be on high alert to get your guys in, and that speeds up that process, and it all takes is one guy. You saw Rutgers running a guy out late as the play was snapped. There was some more miscommunication. So if you're Wisconsin, you keep doing this, keep playing this chess game, because if you can even get one or two times where they only have 10, or if they end up with too many, big advantage on your offensive side of the football.
Jackson Aker, Tawee Walker, eye backs, Locke under his center, Jake Renfro. On 3rd and 3 at the 4, here's the handoff to Walker over the right side of the line, and it looks like he'll be stopped a little short of the first down. He needed the 1. Progress stopped at the 2 as he was thrown back by Dariel Jabome, the linebacker. It is 4th down for Wisconsin.
They had J.P. Benchall in there. They had a little bit extra beef lined up and going under center, as I'm sure a lot of our fans listening are saying, thank you.
Well, not now. It's 4th down and 1 at the 2. Locke back in the gun. Tawee Walker to the left of the QB. 2 tight ends right side of the formation. Handoff Walker over the right side, and he's in. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Tawee Walker gives the Badgers a 13-0 lead late to the first quarter.
Yeah, nice job by Nowakowski. Nice job by Riley Malman finishing his guy into the end zone. And when that happens, I don't care if you go shotgun, pistols, wherever it is, when you finish and execute blocks up front, you're going to have success. Nice job by the right side of Wisconsin's offensive line, giving Walker a little space, and now a 2-score lead.
Badgers take advantage of the good field position. A 53-yard march to the end zone as Nathaniel Vaco's on for the PAT, and it is good. We'll hold it here. The Ford scoring drive, 7 plays, 53 yards. Took 3 minutes and 25 seconds. Tawee Walker with a 2-yard run. And with a minute 39 left in the opening quarter, the Badgers now lead Rutgers 14-0.
That could not be a – you could draw up. Obviously, you throw the pick. But, listen, we've been hearing, and Matt, I know you hear this all the time, this complimentary football, and that right there is a great example of what that looks like. You make a bad play. Now the defense has to stand up. They do, three and out, force a bad punt, and then the offense goes right back to work. Tywee Walker, 11 carries, 61 yards. You're getting that. You're getting the big plays. Don't want to jinx anything, but things are working the right way so far for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Gavin Lahm set to kick off again. Christian Dremel deep for Rutgers. As again, that ball just does not want to stay on the tee. They're going to need a holder. And Xavier Lucas will once again serve as that holder. So Braden Locke, a 17-yard scoring toss to Will Pauling. And then moments ago, Tywee Walker on fourth and one from the two, able to crash in. 14-0 Badgers lead late in quarter number one. Here's Lahm on the run up, and the kick is away. Dremel will let it hit into the end zone for the touchback as we check it again with Patrick.
That decision there to go for on fourth down is something that we've seen all season. That's a confidence thing. That's an aggressive nature from Luke Fickell. He has said that he wants to be the aggressors this season. So we've now seen them go 7-for-10 on the year on fourth down, including a lot of fourth and short pickups. Yes, there were a couple that were big that they missed, but 7-of-10 is among the leaders in the Big Ten in both in conversions and attempts. That's a confidence thing that Luke Fickell wants to be the aggressor, particularly on the road.
Yeah, a little statement made there with a long way to go for sure, but it is an impressive number that the Badgers have been able to come up with on fourth down. Two receivers left, one on the right. Kyle Menungai is the running back for the Rutgers 25-yard line. Give to Menungai. He got hit behind the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. Witt brushed him up at first, and then Preston Zachman came in to finish the deal emphatically, a loss of one to the 24 of Rutgers.
Yeah, great job by Witt of forcing the guy to bounce it back, and we've seen the bounce. It's worked a little bit for Walker. That time, great pursuit by Wisconsin's defense and Zachman.
Dylan Johnson, Kirk Neal, the down lineman for Wisconsin. Second down, 11 for the Scarlet Knights at their own 24-yard line. Two receivers left. One to the right. Second down, Cali Ekmanis with a long count. Takes the snap, looking to throw. Badgers rush four, right side pass, and it buzzes through the hands. High and hot, intended for Ben Black, the freshman receiver out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And it's an incomplete pass, and it's third and 11 for Rutgers from its own 34. Make that own 24.
And we've seen the third down game. We obviously remember the USC game where we couldn't get off the field. So far, Rutgers 0 for 3, and now in a 3rd and 11 situation.
They came in 43% converting on 3rd down. Two receivers left, one on the right. Samuel Brown in there at running back. Well, the Rutgers 24, and they'll keep it on the ground. Brown across the 25-yard line, and that was Elijah Hills getting in there for Wisconsin. Is that play good for just a couple of yards to the 26, and they're not happy right now in Piscataway. The Badgers, though, are, as again the defense gets the stop.
Yeah, that's an interesting deal there. Now, and that's where if you can continue to keep Rutgers not normal down a distance, they don't feel great. Nobody feels great on third and 11, but the crowd not happy with that call.
Jacob Anderson again punting, a little end over end. Fair catch signal by Waller. He'll grab it at the 35-yard line. And the Badgers start there after a 39-yard punt. 19 seconds left in the first quarter. It is 14-0. Wisconsin. Again, these early games, and you know, Hunter Waller there, he is looking to the south, and you're kind of looking up into that sun. We've seen that be a factor here. It certainly was last week against Purdue, and it worked into Wisconsin's favor, but so far so good as Hunter securing those punts, and the Badgers have a first and 10 at their 35. Braden Locke, 5 out of 7. For 93 yards in this opening quarter. Two receivers right, two receivers left, and the give goes to Darian Dupree off the left side, and he did well to get back to the line of scrimmage. That was it. That should be the final play here of the first quarter. Second and 10 for the Badgers at their own 35-yard line. And Phil Longo says, "Let it run out, boys. We'll regroup and take it the other way on second and 10. So a good first 15 for the Badgers here today in Piscataway. Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online. To revive like a Badger, check out MuellerRevive.com. Through one quarter, it's Wisconsin 14, Rutgers nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hear that? That's Jones All-Natural Sausage Cooking. It's almost ready to be enjoyed in your favorite breakfast sandwich or as a side with eggs. And that is Jones Dry-Aged Bacon with flavor you won't find anywhere else. You can really taste the difference our dry-aging process makes. I'm Philip Jones, and quality ingredients and attention to detail are how we've been making breakfast better since 1889. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
Senator Tammy Baldwin wants you to think cracking down on fentanyl is a priority. But here's what Senator Tim Scott has to say.
As a primary sponsor, the creator of the legislation, I've never had a single conversation with Tammy about this bill, period, full stop. So when they come to the table, signing on to my legislation in the 24th hour, so they have cover for an issue that has cost the lives of 70,000 Americans, it just makes me shrug my shoulders.
I'm Eric Hovde, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Before by Hovde for Wisconsin.
Hey, it's Mike Heller at SHI Stadium with a quick scoreboard update. First here, Wisconsin leads 14-0, beginning the second quarter here in a moment. Iowa has just scored. They take a 7-0 lead over Washington, a minute 33 to play in the first quarter. Maryland last night at home against Northwestern. The Cats, who Wisconsin will visit next week, beat Maryland up 37-10 was the final. A little bit later on today, number 2 Ohio State and number 3 Oregon will meet in Eugene at 6:30. Matt.
All right, Badgers now going into the wind, going south to north, right to left as we see it. How does that change things, you think, Patrick?
Yeah, I'd be curious to see if the play calling or decision-making changes. We saw in that first quarter lock take three shots of plus 30 yards downfield, one complete, one incomplete, and one picked off. Now that he's going into this win, Rutgers did only threw one ball that was passed about 10 yards, and it should have been picked off by Ricardo Hallman. Just curious to see how they handle that. In that first quarter, Wisconsin had 12 runs, 7 passes.
Second and 10 for the Badgers at their 35-yard line. Locke looking to throw, and a little shovel pass, Dupree at the 35 to the 40, 45, and the freshman up across the 45 near the 47-yard line at a first down for Wisconsin. Locke to Darian Dupree on that shovel pass, good for 12 and a first down.
Oh, and great patience there by Dupree. If you sell that early, the linebacker will stay in. He sits there, and then nice job by Huber getting up on the next level. Great play call, great play execution.
Tretch Kekahuna slot to the right on first and 10. Locke will throw it. Kekahuna will catch it. Outside the numbers, across the 50, a good open field tackle by Shaquan Loyal. Otherwise, that play goes for considerably more than 4. It's second down and 6 of the Rutgers 49.
Yeah, and that was a called run play where the offensive line sells their run. You have one-on-one, and good open field tackle, as you mentioned, Matt.
Kekahuna now slot to the left, Dupree to the right of the quarterback. As Locke back to throw, looking, has time, throws over the middle, caught by Nowakowski, and he gets chopped down by Desmond Igbenosin at the 48 of Rutgers. Gain of just 1, and the Badgers have a 3rd down and 5. Early on, second quarter, 14-0 Wisconsin.
That's a painful 1 yard there for Nowakowski. A good play design. You pulled Brunner. You're trying to make sure those linebackers are given you open up and vacate some space. It did, but Rutgers corner came off and was able to submarine Nowakowski down for only a 1 yard pickup.
3 receivers to the right, 2 receivers to the left. Empty backfield for the Rutgers 48 yard line, 3rd and 5, Wisconsin. And now Pauling will motion right to left, loops back to his right, running behind Locke. Back to throw, Locke hit as he throws, passes caught by CJ Williams. First down near the 41 yard line. Oh my goodness, Locke got popped and somehow got that ball to the intended receiver. They'll mark at the 42 of Rutgers' first down.
That is big boy stuff, because quarterbacks, it's easy when you have clean pockets. That was either a missed pickup or a hot read, and Braden Locke knew it was coming. He stayed in, took the hit, delivered the throw, and picked up the first down.
As a linebacker, Abram writes right into the face of Locke. On first down, Locke, little delay handoff. Darian Dupree gets popped behind the line of scrimmage, trying to fight back to it, and he's able to fall forward to the line of scrimmage, which is the 42 of Rutgers. That's good work and nothing to show for it there statistically, but that play had a loss of two or three written all over.
Yeah, a lot of penetration up front. That was a designed draw play where you want Rutgers to come fly by. You wait, you're patient with it, like we saw on that little shovel pass. It worked. This time, it did not.
Second and 10, ball just inside the 42-yard line, Rutgers territory. Loaded pistol now. You got Dupree, Aker, and Iacomelli out there. Hand off Dupree, working over the right side, and he gets sent down at the 41-yard line. Gain of just one as Rutgers trying to bow up here defensively, and it's now third and nine for the Badgers.
Yeah, you're seeing Rutgers really emphasizing now. Walker had a couple of bounce-out runs. There is an operation there where Dupree was trying to do that. Rutgers is figuring out you can't allow that, and they're keeping it in tight, and you're seeing a little bit more combativeness at the line of scrimmage than we saw early in this game.
11:35 left in the second quarter. Badgers lead 14-0. Third down, three receivers left, one on the right. Lock the throw, nothing there. He'll throw it in the dirt in the vicinity of Tawee Walker. He had a lot of scarlet jerseys bearing down on him, led by Abram Wright. And it's fourth and nine, Wisconsin at the Rutgers 41-yard line.
A screen play was called up, and unfortunately, Rutgers brought the house, which is what you're hoping for in a screen. Just too much pressure got there early. And if you would have been able to hold off just for another beat, but Braden Locke, instead of forcing something and taking a hit, decided just to throw it at the feet, live another day, punt the football.
Atticus Bertram's on for the first time. Dremel is deep for Rutgers. Snap to Bertram, steps up, and the kick is away, end over end. Gunners get down there. It hits inside the 10. It'll dribble inside the 5. This will work very well. The Badgers will kill it at the 2-yard line. Will Pauling down there for Wisconsin. So Rutgers gets the ball back, but will start at its own 2 after a very effective 39-yard punt. Wisconsin football brought to you by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. The Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association, wants you to know that the Wisconsin Badgers support pig farmers all year long. Check them out at WPPA.org. 11:17 left in the half, Wisconsin 14, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender. Remember, FDIC 11-17, left and a half, 14-0 Wisconsin. Rutgers, first and 10 from its own 2-yard line. Two receivers right, one on the left. Ethan Kaliakmanis, 4 yards deep in his own end zone, takes the snap, handoff, Benanga, and he got hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he barely slipped out of the end zone. They'll mark it. Yeah, it looks like they'll give him a little better mark than I thought, just shy of the 2-yard line. Kurt Neal just submarining in there to get Menungai, and it's second and 10.
Yeah, he did really well to get out of that end zone because really good penetration by Kurt and Moore of getting in there, putting a lot of pressure, not letting this Rutgers run game get started.
Two receivers left, one on the right. Ben Barton, Elijah Hills, the down lineman now. Kaliakmanis looks to throw over the middle. Caught by Chris Lloyd. Ball knocked out. Waller is there. Will they say incomplete? Yes, they will. Incomplete pass. Boy, the Badgers thought maybe it was secured. Hunter Waller pounced. When in doubt, pounce. But they rule it on the field is incomplete, and it's third and 10. And that looked to be the right call, by the way. Just wasn't quite able to put it away before it was knocked out. It was good work by Nizer Forkurine. It's third and 10, Rutgers at its own 2-yard line.
Yep. We keep seeing this just great pursuit to the football. If that was a fumble, a lot of white jerseys around it.
Two receivers left, one on the right. Rutgers on third and 10 from its own 2. Kaliakmanis in the throw, got away from Peterson, throws, it's tipped, it's incomplete. Intended for Menungai. As the Badger defense turning in some serious work through the first quarter plus change here today in Piscataway.
Now, Darryl Peterson has just been everywhere in this game. He provided that pressure to force that early throw, and Rutgers has not had a first down since the opening drive of this game, and now 0 for 5 on third downs.
That was Ben Barton, it looked like, getting a hand up and deflecting that pass. There's another punt for Jacob Anderson, a freshman from Australia, and the kick is away from 8 yards deep in his own end zone. Waller has a return chance, and he muffed it, but he is able to cover it up at the 48-yard line. Sun not a factor there, and he was excited about getting something done, but didn't secure it first. So another high pulse rate moment for the Wisconsin Badgers, but they secure possession. That was a 50-yard punt, and we'll take another break. Wisconsin football brought to you by UW Health and Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 10-18, left in the half, Wisconsin 14, Rutgers nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, Old Dutch potato chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Good field position again for the Badgers, leading Rutgers 14-0, 10-18 left in the half. First and 10 for the Wisconsin 48-yard line.
Dominant, we talked earlier about the physicality, and that's where football games are won, and Rutgers takes a ton of pride in that. They have not had a first down since the first drive. Yardage, 178 to 35, and on the ground, 62 for Wisconsin and 23 for Rutgers.
We have 4-3 and outs so far. Will Pauling, slot right, motions left, breaks back the other way. Lock on first down, hands off to Walker, room over the right side, across the 50, spin move inside the 45, and powers his way down near the 40-yard line on a gain of 12 and a first down for the Badgers.
That was a big hole. Malman comes down, pull in. Nice job by Will Pauling and digging out his guy in that, finishing his runs. Tywee Walker, a little spin move at the end of it, and continuing to fall forward. Rutgers again with the tempo, trying to push here on a substitution deal.
The Badgers will mark it at the 41 of Rutgers. First and 10, Wisconsin. Double wide to the right. And little move.